Bert Jorgensen, the general manager of the Portland Fish Exchange.
Good afternoon, everybody. As the person who did the auction last year, I felt it was a little unusual to be selling fish to fishermen. So, I think, I'm typically used to selling fish to buyers, so I think it was a better scheme this year using the allocation scheme. So, as much as I enjoy doing it, I think I'd rather sell fish to buyers. I also want to kind of pass along that Exchange actually had a growth year last year. In 2010, our landings were about just a little under 4 million pounds. For this year, 2011, we actually had an increase of 1 million pounds to almost 5 million pounds. So I'm not sure how much the permit bank fish played into that figure, but I would say that was probably pretty substantial. So with hopefully another 1 million pounds in the bank this year, I'm not sure if we're going to gain 8 pounds like we did for the pound for the permit bank last year, but I'm assuming that we're going to be seeing another growth here, hopefully. But with the specter of Gulf of Maine cod, we may have an even year. But I also want to pass along that with that additional 1 million pounds, to put the PFE in a much better financial footing this year. So our revenues were better, our overheads were lower, and I think we're looking at going forward with the keeping the exchange open, and we certainly appreciate every pound of fish that comes through our doors. We've got a solid buyer base, so we should feel confident that we can sell our fish at a wholesale and at a definitely competitive price on the auction. All our Massachusetts buyers have stayed on board, which are important to us. Even though they are in Massachusetts, they are good buyers and they are good takers of our ground fish. So again, we're all looking at a good situation moving forward. I think a good part about the permit bank is definitely making sure that this fish stays in Maine. As your marketplace here in the state, we handle close to 98% of all the fish landed in Maine, so it's wonderful to see that product moving through our port and also benefiting jobs here in Portland and the local economies. It's been estimated that for every dollar of fish that comes across the floor in the fish exchange, it generates about $3 in the local economy. So it's very, very important that we maintain this flow of fresh fish through our ports. And as Trish mentioned too, that as a panel, we were very selective how we were purchasing our permits. I think we made some great choices as to ensuring that we looked at some choke species, particularly the cod and the hake. I think a lot of fishermen had a real hard time with the extra harvesting of hake last year. It's going to be very important that we have extra hake for this year, and also with the cod reduction. So I think we made some smart choices on what was purchased in the permit bank. I think another part of this too is that I think the permit bank is going to be a growing concern. The state of Maine, and I believe that the commissioner of the Department of Marine Resources is committed to this program. Hopefully our governor is also committed to this program. We'd like to see an expansion of this program. So if we can get more money to buy more permits, I think wonderful. I think this program is working. I think it's working for our state, and whatever efforts that are done out there to raise more capital to buy more permits, we ought to all be behind it 100%. So again, we appreciate your land and your fish exchange, and I think we're in a good position to move forward. And with this additional fish in the permit bank, I think we're going to be in that place.